Do you think, just kind of switching subjects a little, do you think the current narrative and direction of conversation on UFOs, for example, and the relationship between this subject and the US government is being pushed by good intentions, or is it intentions to obfuscate? Because a lot of people are starting to feel like it's become very repetitive, very cyclical, this kind of like promise of things to come, promise of things to come. And people are getting a little worried that this might be, and this is me included, actually more of a process to obfuscate programs and critical research under the guise of it being an alien unknown that we don't know what it is, when in reality, it might actually be cover for something that we've been working on for a long time. I know you have to be careful here, but can you give your thoughts?
As a private citizen, having nothing to do with NAVAIR or the United States Space Force, as a private citizen, just the very fact that they changed their terminology to say unacknowledged or unidentified aerial phenomena, when we very well know that these are craft, or if anything, plasma orbs. It just drives me nuts because you're trying to do away with 70 years of history. And it bothers me that certain people that have been at the forefront of this history, Mr. Dolan, for example, seems to me as if he's buying into this new stuff. And he is representative of a great history. This man is one of the best we've got in the field. He should really fight this. I believe Richard Dolan should fight this. There's a great history that's, in a way, just almost marginalized. Again, it's as if everything has on UFOs or UAP has been written after this 2017 article. It's just not right. There's so much history there. And Dolan is representative of it. He truly must speak out. That is just my opinion. Again, your opinion of a private citizen.
Well, I do think the UFO or alien narrative is a good way to hide black budget technologies under the guise of an unknown. And that is exactly what the UFO presence is being labeled as by the US government. You know, people are happy that a conversation is being started, again, but I would remind people that it is a conversation that is being started essentially on a foundation of false ignorance from the deeper levels of government, intelligence, defense. And, you know, the congressmen and the congresswomen, they're none the wiser. So they believe what they're told. And I worry that this UFO revival that we're seeing occur is actually a direct response to the growing concern from within the deep black that these technologies may inadvertently be revealed ahead of schedule by uncontrollable elements. For example, Dr. Stephen Greer, who was pushing pretty relentlessly for a full disclosure of the unacknowledged special access program Nexus with legal consequences for those behind the programs. Now, I think that there is a good chance that this new government official curated discussion that's being pushed into the forefront, like you said, since 2017, is actually just quite a clever way. I'd say it's a clever way of insulating culpability and providing a soft disclosure, which benefits the military intelligence complex and combats this kind of disruptive, uncontrollable, grassroots type of a disclosure.
Let me bring it back to the Pais effect, and you'll see how this plays in. The Pais effect is derived actually from the Heaviside version, so Oliver Heaviside's version of the original Maxwell's equation, which in my opinion are highly intractable. And electrical engineers would absolutely hate using those on a daily basis. So thank God for Oliver Heaviside basically compressing a set of 20 equations, 20 unknowns, written in quaternion formalism of a quote-unquote luminiferous ether, vortical cell formation. So we're talking almost on a fluid dynamics level. So Think Navier Stokes equations plus electrical charge, surface charge density, current density thrown into. We're talking about something truly intractable. So thank God for the genius of Heaviside. But so the Bayes effect is you just couple it with a harmonic oscillator and you easily see from a scaling analysis that the relationship electric field strength equals C, the speed of light in vacuum, times the magnetic field strength comes right out of the Bayes effect, very simply, just by, again, coupling Maxwell's equation, the Heaviside version, with a harmonic oscillator, a simple harmonic oscillator. And I presented that the slides are out there because they were presented to the patent examiner. What I'm trying to say is, remember Heaviside. He lived circa 1890s. You cannot tell me that I'm the first to realize that. When this is done, this comes out and it talks to the possibility of getting incredibly high electromagnetic energy fluxes. Now, at the time, they did not know about the Schwinger limit, but they must have understood that if you place so much energy density in a particular quote-unquote space-time locality, especially since Einstein in 1915 showed with his general relativity, that it is possible to actually curve space-time locally by introducing a great amount of energy within a particular space-time locality. So this is 1915. You cannot tell me that people at that point in time did not realize that something can be done, a new method of propulsion can be created from that. So, again, what if all this, and I'm alluding to work done by Bosley, right? And others, the whole idea of NIMSA, what was that all about? Again, things are not, we shouldn't let go of these things. There's stuff that is coupled, there's stuff that it's very easy to dismiss, much harder to integrate, to cross-reference, to bring ideas from one domain, place them into another, and come up with a whole different thing, the idea of emergence.
So do you think that this plays in? I mean, you're talking about decades and decades of advancement and study of these exotic models that are considered pseudoscientific by today's modern standards, yet they were being, you know, researched and rigorously looked at so long ago. So exactly. Is this, you kind of said that this is your response to my question, which was more about, is this a soft disclosure talking about aliens and UFOs from outer space because they're covering up certain elements of their own developmental path, and you bring up this. So I'm assuming that you're on that sort of offense with what this is, this modern optic on UFOs could potentially be a smokescreen.
Somewhat, but at the same time, I'm trying to say that we have our man-made tech that could have been invented a long time ago. That the whole different direction than even if this ET tech exists, why not also take the man-made tech direction? And if that was observed at that point in time and these quote-unquote unacknowledged interesting craft existed, then what if it's quite possible, again, many paths, many roads can lead to Rome. You don't have to take a single path. That's all I'm saying. And remember, this ET tech, the more you develop it, if God forbid there's an armada out there, right? If there's an armada, an alien armada, eventually coming to, say, conquer Earth or conquer our solar system and so forth, it's going to be so much easier to go against their own technology than to actually go against something totally new, something they've not seen before, something of a man-made nature.
People are whispering about this. I mean, not even whispering. I mean, you have Lou Elizondo hinting towards knowledge of an impending event. A friend of mine who I've interviewed a few times, John Ramirez, who was with the agency for a number of years, claims that there is some impending event in 2027.
Consider the possibility. Always at the back of your mind, we are extremely well placed where we are. You could call us God's gift to humanity. There's a beautiful planet, perfectly located in a Goldilocks zone. Think of others that may have a very interesting eye toward our resources, who we are, and if indeed we were created as a slave race, that means inside of us there's a quote-unquote slave gene. This need to worship, to be led. Very hard to be an individual, you've noticed. Much easier to just follow the leader. Maybe that somehow is ingrained in us.